Y'all just pray for me. Don't have my words, I'm depending on the Lord. I just thank the Lord for saving me.
Yep, amen.
I just thank him for keeping me.
Amen.
I love him.
Amen.
I thank him that there's a heaven that I can go to. And I'm sure everybody who's going there, but they're not.
Yeah.
I want you to listen to the words of this song. It's so true to the day of this day. Men thinking they know so much more than God.
Oh, yeah.
And I've always said that anybody that wanted to be president of the United States had to be crazy anyway, and I think that we see that now, our candidates. But just pray for me and listen to the words of the song.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Something to think about for the loss to think about today is that song's true. He's coming soon, and every knee's going to bow. You one of these days you will confess that Jesus is the Christ, that He is the Son of God, and so it's better to do it now when there's mercy, when you can find grace, because there's coming a time if you reject Christ and you wake up in hell, you'll stand before God, you will confess Him Savior, but it'll be too late then. Now there's time, now you'll find mercy, and now you'll find grace, but there's coming a day when you'll confess Him, but mercy and grace won't be found, it'll be justice. That's what you'll get, is justice.
Right. Right.
Amen.
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 Amen. All right, thank you, Brother Nathan. Turn me up just a little bit in the monitors, brother. All right, let's take our Bibles today and turn to Luke chapter 8 today, Luke the 8th chapter this morning, and we're going to begin reading about verse 40. We're going to read through the rest of the chapter there in Luke chapter 8. We begin our reading in verse 40. We hope you have a Bible with you today so you can follow along. Strong believer in the Word of God.
Amen. Amen, brother.
That's what give us faith to be saved.
Right.
That's right. We got
that's how we know what's right and what's wrong. So we can't go by our judicial system on that. We have to go by the Word of God.
Right.
In Luke chapter 8, verse 40, the Bible said, "It came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received Him, for they were all waiting for Him." I hope that's what we're doing today.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
"Behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought Him that He would come into his house. For he had only one daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. Jesus said, 'Who touched me?' When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, 'Master, the multitude thronged thee, press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?' Jesus said, 'Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue has gone out of me.' And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. And she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, 'Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy father hath made thee whole. Go in peace.' And while he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, 'Thy daughter's dead. Trouble not the master.' But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, 'Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole.' And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John and the father and mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her, and he said, 'Weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth.' But they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead." Let's read verse 54 together. "And he put them all out, and took her by the hand, and called, saying, 'Maid, arise.' And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done." Thank you, may be seated. Our Father, we just bow before you, Lord, once again today, and stand in need, Lord, of your guidance, direction, Lord, your presence, liberty, Lord, that comes when your presence is here. And Father, we thank you today once again for, Lord, a house full of individuals, Lord, to preach to today. Many are saved, and there are some, I'm sure, in this crowd, Lord, that has not never been saved. And Lord, we know it's your will that they would not perish, but that they would come to repentance. And Father, we know for us that are saved that it's your will that we would grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus, and that we would worship the Lord in spirit and truth. Father, forgive me of my sins, and I pray you'll take and use me today. Take these few thoughts, Lord, that we place, Lord, into your hands, and ask you to make it enough, Lord, today to feed the hungry souls, to give that every person, Lord, might receive something today from the Lord. And we'll be careful, Lord, to thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
This chapter, I didn't read it all for the sake of time, But this chapter is a great chapter in the Word of God. And in its entirety, if we were to read the whole chapter, in its entirety, it shows the power of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The power that He had, the power that He still has.
Oh, yeah.
And this chapter does such a wonderful job of showing the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. We read in verse 22 through verse 25, we read there where the disciples found themselves in quite a dilemma. The Lord had put them in a ship. They had started over to the other side. And the Bible said that there come a great storm and they were in jeopardy. And we see what the Lord did in their dilemma. The Lord took charge of the situation.
Right.
The Lord was able to calm the storm. And they said even the winds and the waves obey this man.
Where?
And we see that the Lord Jesus Christ, that He has power over our dilemmas.
Amen. And
we will have dilemmas in life.
Oh, yeah.
They will be many. But we don't get much farther, and we read there of a man coming out, and he has many demons.
Yes.
The Bible said he has a legions of demons.
Yeah.
And he comes out, and the Lord speaks to him, and once again we see the power of the Lord Jesus Christ over demons.
Yes.
The devil is a powerful thing.
Oh, yes.
And the demons, they have a powerful influence.
Oh, yes.
And I think we see much of their influence in our world today.
Oh, yes.
But I'm glad that the Lord is more powerful than them.
Yeah.
John said in 1 John 4, verse 4, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world.
Yeah.
That tells me the devil and the demons are in the world.
Right.
But to those of us that are saved, Christ is inside of us. Then we read about a woman that comes and she's had an issue for 12 years. Her body is diseased and racked with pain and this issue that she has. And we see again the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. How that He has power even over diseases.
Right.
I'm glad that the Lord has the power to heal. Amen. And then we see finally, and what I want to focus on today, we see finally that this little 12-year-old girl has died.
Yeah.
Right. And we see that the Lord has power, the Lord Jesus Christ, that He has power even over death.
Right.
So He has all power in heaven and in earth.
Amen.
I'm glad I'm on the Lord's side.
Amen.
I'm glad that He has the power to help us in our dilemma.
Amen.
I'm glad that He has power to help us when the devils and demons attack us.
Amen.
I'm glad He has power to heal or to give grace in our diseases. And I'm glad that even in death, that He has power, thank God.
Now,
here it's interesting, just a passing note, but it's interesting that this woman had been diseased for 12 years. And then this young girl that is raised from the dead, she's 12 years old. Here was a 12-year-old girl that's dead. Can I tell you that that's not an indication that all 12-year-olds are ready to get saved. A lot of people say, well, they've reached the age of accountability because they're 12 years old. That's not what that's saying. But I will say this, that if a 12-year-old has come to reach that place where that they know that they're lost.
Yes, right.
They are dead in trespasses and sin.
Amen.
Now, I want to say that here was a little girl that is dead, 12 years old, but the Lord was able to raise her up. I'm glad that the Lord Jesus is able to save 12-year-olds. I'm glad that He's able to raise from the dead 12-year-olds or 80 years old or 70 years old. I'm glad He has power over them. Then I see this woman that was diseased for 12 years. Now I know a lot of people that are saved. They're not dead in trespasses and sin. They've been saved. But they're diseased. They have spiritual disease. Many people get saved and they don't live for God.
Yep.
And they allow still sin to rule in their life. And makes our spiritual life a disease, but I'm glad that whether you've been that way for 12 years or 20 years, I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ is able to take control. Amen.
Amen.
But my text comes today from what I had you to read with me here, where the Bible says that after the Lord had went in there and went into the house where the Jairus lived, how that the Lord had went in there, and the Bible says, speaking about these professional mourners, in that day when someone died, they would hire professional mourners that would go and they would mourn for the dead. Seems kind of a pitiful thing to me that you'd have to hire somebody to come and mourn when you had passed away, but that's the way it was. And so I don't know how many of them there were, probably a good number, or how many the family could afford. They had hired these professional mourners. Someone had to come and to mourn the death of this little girl. But the Bible said in verse 54 that when Jesus got there, he put them out. Now, my thought today, here's my message today, and my thought today, you got to get the doubt out. You got to get the doubt out. You see, as we realize today in our world in which we live, one of the reasons our world is in the shape it's in today is because of the institutions and the atheists and all the people. I cast doubt upon the Bible.
Right.
I cast doubt upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you, our country will never be any better until we get the doubt out. And we get back to believing this Bible is the Word of God. We get back to believing we need prayer. We get back to believing that God is real.
Amen.
And that our God is the one that watches over us, and that we need God to protect us. Amen. I was down in Dallas the other day when I went down there to preach, and God picked us up at the airport, and we got in the car and started through Dallas, and he said, "I've got to stop here," and he pulled in a little minute mark there, and he turned around and he said, "You guys are packing, aren't you?" And I said, "Well, we couldn't take guns on the plane." I said, "Normally I do, but we couldn't take guns on the plane." And he said, "Well," he said, "I just wanted you to know that this is a rough part of town where we're having to stop here." And he said, "People get killed daily and murdered daily and robbed daily." But he said, "I'll be right back." And he had a gun. He could have left it with us, but he took it with him. But I told guy that was there, I said, "Well, you know, the Bible said over in the Psalms, the Bible said, 'The Lord alone maketh me to dwell in safety.'"
Yeah. Amen.
He said, "Yes, the Lord and a good gun." I want to say, listen. That there were these mourners, Brother Eddie, and the Lord Jesus has come, and it's always good when Jesus comes.
Amen.
And there's poor old Jairus. He had faith that morning. His daughter was sick, and he had faith that morning to make his way to where Jesus was, and he had found the Lord, begged the Lord to come, and he didn't have to beg him much. The Lord wants to come. He wants to help. And so they start on their way, and then, you know, Jairus has enough faith that he can come and ask the Lord to come and to heal his daughter. But on the way to Jairus' house, they get stopped along the way.
Yes.
Another needy soul, a woman with an issue of blood. And so they get delayed, Brother Eddie.
Yeah.
And there Jairus is. Now he needs more faith. And when they get there, for the man comes running and says, "Your daughter's dead. You might as well tell Jesus to go on back. Your daughter's dead."
And
now he needs even more faith. I've noticed in life that's the way it works.
Yes,
you finally muster up enough faith for some circumstance or some need, and about the time you think you got it, then another situation presents itself, and you need even more faith. It's hard as children of God.
Yeah.
It's hard for us to get the doubt out. But we need to do that if we expect Jesus to do anything in our life. Amen.
So I
look here, and I just want to say a few things about this morning. And I want to say about the causes of doubt. What makes us doubt? I mean, we have the Bible. If I were to ask most people in this room if you believe that Bible was God's Word, you would answer in the affirmative. If I were to ask you if you believe God could do anything, most of you would answer in the affirmative. But yet we still find ourselves sometimes, Brother Eddie, we still find ourselves doubting. What causes that doubt? Well, it's all, there's a lot of things, but right here in the chapter we're in today, we notice that the storms caused doubt. Amen. If we had read this same little little story here in Mark 4, Brother Eddie, it would have said that Jesus asked them why they doubted. They come and they said, "Master, don't you care?" In other words, they're doubting that the Lord cares. Storms can come in our lives. When they do, the old nature of the flesh, it makes us question, does God really care? I'm telling you, He does. He proved He cared upon Calvary's Hill when He bled and died on an old rugged cross. And I'm telling you, you can cast all your care on Him because He cares for you this morning. But it'll make you doubt. I tell you, them demons we read about there that inhabited that man, they'll make you doubt. You know, the first entrance of doubt in the Word of God is in Genesis 3 and verse 1. When the devil said, "Yea, hath God said." In other words, he cast doubt on what God said. He's still doing that today. He still casts doubt on the Word of God. He doesn't come right out and say God's a liar. He just casts some doubt and said, "You really sure you understood God right?
Bless you, Brother Rick.
You really sure that's what God said?"
Good preaching, brother.
I'll tell you, Brother Eddie, the old devil, he'll fill us with doubt every time if we'll listen to him. One of his favorite little words is a little two-letter thing, if. If the Bible's the Word of God. Amen. If there really is a heaven, if there really is a hell. You see, the devil gives us doubt. And then, of course, we have this dear woman that's sick. And I'll tell you, when you get sick, it'll cause doubt come in your life. Amen. When you go to the doctor and the doctor says, "I need to talk to you in my office," and you go in there and he says, "I hate to tell you this, but you got cancer. It's going to involve several months of treatment. It's going to involve several things." More than doubt will come in your mind. And again, you'll wonder, does God really love me? Why has God let me go through these kind of things? We can see this in the life. We can see this in the life of Mary and Martha. John 11. They sent word to Jesus. And they said, "Your friend's sick." And notice that. Friends of Jesus still get sick. They said, "Your friend's sick." They wanted him to come. And of course the Lord, he delayed coming. And he didn't come for a while. And when he got there, Lazarus was dead. And Mary didn't say it, but you can hear it in her voice and in her words. I think Martha came first, and Martha said, "Lord, if you'd have been here, our brother wouldn't have died." I just feel what she's feeling, and what she's really saying was she doubts if the Lord really cares. And then Mary says the same thing a few verses down when they start to the tomb, and she said, "Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother would not have died." We see the doubt. We see the doubt in their voice. And sickness can cause doubt sometimes. But then we see, not only that, but Jesus gets her into the house. And they said, "She's dead." Jesus said, "She's not dead.
Bless him, Lord.
She's just asleep." And the Bible said they started laughing. The way it says it is, it says they laughed at him. They laughed him to scorn, knowing that he was dead. Knowing that she was dead, they laughed him to scorn. Doubt always laughs at God. But God always has the last laugh.
Amen, brother.
You remember when God came by Abraham's house Joseph, and him and Sarah,
bless
God you, came by and had a little meal there with Abraham. And the Bible said that he's talking to Abraham about Sarah having a baby, and Sarah heard it, Eddie, and she laughed.
Amen, brother.
She wasn't laughing. She started changing diapers a little while.
That's right.
Amen. Woo! I'm telling you, God will always have the last laugh. And but doubt will scorn. Doubt will laugh at God. Doubt will laugh at the Word of God.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Yeah.
Scoffers. You know what the Bible said we got today?
Yeah.
Right.
Here we are talking about Jesus coming and rapture of the church.
Amen.
Yet you got the streets full of people, airways full of people to say, where is the prophecy?
Yeah.
Right.
They say it's been so long, everything stayed the same. Well, if you think things are the same right now as they have been 40 years ago, you need your head examined.
Yeah. Amen.
There's things going on today, brother, that was unheard of 40 years ago.
Amen.
They're not the same.
Amen.
That's right.
But you say doubt doesn't never check the facts.
That's right, brother. That's
right.
Last thing the devil wants you to do is start checking facts.
Amen.
Woo!
Yeah. Amen. People doubt the Word of God. We'll just start reading what God said about the nation of Israel.
Yeah. Amen.
Just follow that through the Bible.
Woo!
Amen. I know at least two college students. You know, at college is a bad place spiritually.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not saying you don't need your education, but I'm saying that a lot of times that education wounds up being damnation.
That's right.
Right.
Amen.
The world by wisdom knew not God.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
But it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching.
Amen.
To save them that believe.
Amen.
Professing themselves to be wise, the Bible said they became fools.
Amen.
You say, the more educated we've got, the more doubt and unbelief has filled our society.
Amen.
Amen. And so the scoffers will cause doubt if you listen to them. Don't listen to those scoffers.
That's right. Bless the
Lord. Don't watch that History Channel.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
If you want to watch the history of President Kennedy or President Eisenhower, go ahead and watch it. But when it comes to the Bible, turn it off.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Because I tell you what they'll do, they'll fill you full of doubt.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Amen. They'll try to make you believe Judas was a good guy when the Bible said he was a son of perdition.
Yes.
Amen.
Yep.
And so the scoffers came around.
Bless the Lord, use him.
They filled him with doubt. Hundred our young people filled with doubt.
That's right.
Right.
You say, why? What they're taught at school.
That's right.
Yeah.
Undermining God.
They're taught at school that God didn't create them.
Yep. Right.
That they evolved.
Oh, me, brother.
That they evolved.
Oh,
yeah.
And makes them have doubt.
Yes,
bless you, preacher.
Right.
They have atheistic infidels for teachers in
right.
their case, especially in the college realm. Yeah. And they scoff at them and laugh at them if they find out they got faith, and they fill them full of doubt. Amen. But I want to tell you something, young folks. The Bible said that God will bring to naught the wisdom of this world.
That's right.
God will bring it to naught.
Amen.
I'll tell you, the wisdom that will stand and the wisdom you need to stay by is the wisdom of God.
Amen.
And you young people, listen, they may have filled you with doubt, but I want to encourage you to get the doubt out.
Amen.
I believe the Word of God. I believe what you learn in Bible school and Sunday school and
growing
up in your home. I believe God gets the doubt out of your life.
Amen.
Amen.
God wants to do something for you.
Yes, He does.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Doubt. Some of you this morning, you want to get saved.
Yes.
But the reason you don't get saved is because you doubt if God would save.
Bless you, Brother Rick.
Yep, right.
When God's plainly told you would.
Yeah, he would.
Amen.
God's plainly told you if you'd come to Him, if you'd confess your sin, if you'd believe on Him, God said
so. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Yep.
His Word is plainly said He won't turn anybody away.
Thank you, Lord.
Some folks, you know, are doubting.
Well,
I'd get saved this morning, but I'm afraid I couldn't live it. Well, the Bible says you can. You can live a life of faith.
Yeah.
And through the cross and forgiveness, you can live for God.
Yeah.
Sure, you're going to fail. Sure, you're going going to make mistakes. But the life we live by the faith of the Son of God that loved us and gave himself for us. And we can live for God. It might be a knee route all the way home, but thank God I can make it through Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord.
What he said.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, the causes of doubt. Then I see here the calamities of doubt. Doubt.
Yeah.
You see, first of all, doubt sin.
That's right.
Yes.
Romans 14:23 said, whatsoever is not of faith is sin.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so sin's never a good thing.
Amen.
And then the thing about doubt is that it spreads.
Right.
It spreads. Again, look at our nation.
Yeah.
Many years ago when they started teaching the Bible, was it true that God was dead? All these things, and they've taught it over the years, and it spread.
Right.
It spread. You remember when John the Baptist was arrested for preaching?
Yeah.
And they put John the Baptist in jail. His preaching was pretty straight. He told Herodias that it wasn't lawful for him to have his brother's wife.
Right.
That kind of preaching may soon still get you thrown in jail.
Amen.
He's in jail.
Yeah.
Got down there in jail, and two of his disciples come. They're telling what Jesus is doing. And old John says, "Go find him and ask him if he's the one."
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Or do I need to look for another?
Bless you, Brother Rick.
Right.
John's having a little doubt.
Yeah.
Right.
John's having doubt because of his present circumstance.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what causes doubt is our present circumstance.
Yes. Yes.
It's easy for us to believe God this morning when things are well.
Right.
But if something happened after we left here this evening and a crisis came, which
right.
it could, we would find ourselves having trouble, Brother Eddie, believing God for the very things we can believe God for this morning.
Amen.
But here's what I want you to see. Notice that when they came to Jesus, I noticed how quick that Jesus sent them back and said, go back and tell John how the blind see, the lame walk. And go back and tell John this. Why did he do that so quickly?
Yeah.
Because he knows doubt was spread.
Amen.
Amen.
Doubt was spread.
Bless you, preacher. God bless you, brother.
Don't take long for it to spread either.
Amen.
That's right.
You're right.
And then doubt, the calamity of it is that it stops, it slows down. In Mark 6:1-6, the Lord went there to Capernaum. And they said, we know him, he's the carpenter's son. Why, we even know his brothers, we even know his sisters. And it became a reality what Jesus had said, that a prophet is without honor in his own country.
Yes, right.
But the Bible said he did not many mighty works because of their unbelief.
Yes. Right.
Can I tell you that unbelief and doubt, it'll stop what the Lord wants to do this morning.
Yes.
Unbelief and doubt will tie the Lord's hands to sin. That's why it's important that we get the doubt out, that we have faith to believe God so that he can operate and do what he wants to do this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Can I tell you, doubt will sink you.
Yes.
You remember Matthew 14?
Yeah.
Peter and him's in the boat and it comes a violent storm.
Right.
Jesus is aware of it. He's over there on the mountain praying.
Bless him, Lord.
And the Bible said he saw them while they were rolling. He knows where they're at. He knows what's going on.
Right.
I told him the other day in the Wednesday night study we were doing, and I said that when you was little, you played hide-go-seek. And you'd go out and hide, and they couldn't see you, but you could always see them. That's the way God is.
Yeah, right.
We can't always see God, but never think he's not always watching us.
Right.
He knows where we are at every moment, at every minute. But the Bible said Peter, no doubt he began to doubt. He thought he was going to die.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Jesus had already put him in the boat, said, you're going to the other side. And he told him to stay in the boat. I know Peter exercised faith in one way, but in the other way he exercised fear. And he got out of that boat and Jesus told him to stay in, and he wasn't supposed to get out. You say, how do you know that? What Jesus doing? Put him right back in. Amen.
Amen, brother.
When Peter was out there, he saw Jesus. Jesus said, "Be of good cheer, it's I." Yeah. And he doubted.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Said, "Lord, is it I? Is it you?"
Right.
Yeah.
He doubted.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes the Lord, we doubt that it's the Lord working in our life and showing up.
Yes. Amen, brother.
Right. He said, "Lord, if it is you, bid me to come."
Yeah.
Yeah.
To you on the water. Jesus said, "Come." He stepped out on the water and he started walking to Jesus, and all at once the wind got boisterous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that means there was just a big gust of wind. Maybe a big thunderclap. And Peter took his eyes off the Lord and he looked over, looked around to see what was going on, and the Bible said he began to sink.
Yes. Right.
Yes.
Can I tell you that doubt will sink you?
Oh, yes.
Will.
Doubt will take you all the way to the bottom if you don't get it out. It's like an anchor to your soul, and it'll take you down. Amen.
Amen.
But I'm glad that when a hand of faith will reach up, there's a hand of God that will reach up. And He'll lift you up out of the stormy waters, and He'll help you to stand on solid ground again.
Yeah. Jonah
chapter
2.
Amen.
Amen.
Calamities of doubt. Hell's filled with people.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
More going because of doubt.
Right. That's it.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord always gives us a positive exhortation.
Amen, brother.
He said, "I can."
Yeah.
Do all things.
Well,
amen.
Not that I can do all things, but I can do all things through Christ.
That's right.
That strengthens me.
Right.
Amen.
If God calls you to it, God will give you grace to do it if you'll trust Him.
Amen. Amen.
If you'll trust Him. Very hard for me this week to preach my father's funeral, my own father's funeral this week. But I laid upon that promise of God. He said that you can do it through me. And that whatever God calls us to do, Brother Eddie, we can always do it. God will give us the strength to do it.
Amen.
I know folks have never answered the call to preach because they think they couldn't do it. Well, if God calls you, you can do it.
Yes.
Amen.
If He don't call you, you can't do it.
Amen.
Amen. Don't try.
Try.
And a lot of times, young men especially, they see a man up there preaching and kind of in the spotlight, and they think, man, it'd be great to be like that. You be sure and check out all the scenery before you step up here.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
There's
a lot more to it than just standing up here and in front of everybody and preaching. Amen.
Right.
But what I want to say here is there's the causes of doubt. There are many the calamities of doubt. What they'll do, they'll withhold good things from you. God wants you to have things, but you'll have to believe Him for it.
Right.
I don't know of anything we get from God, we have to believe Him for it.
Right.
Right.
Amen. In the realms of spiritual things.
Right.
You know, we get iron, water, and things like that in the realm of spiritual things. And that, what did Jesus say in verse 50? He said, "Fear not." Doubt always brings fear.
Yeah. Yes.
You get the doubt out, fear will go with it.
Amen.
What did He say? Believe.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
What did He say? He said, "Believe only." Believe only. That's pretty good.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
He said, "Believe only." And so they brought Him in and they laughed and scorned these professional mourners. They've laughed the Lord to scorn. But there's a cure for that.
Oh, yes.
That's what I want to finish up here with this morning. There's a cure for that. It's laid out here in the Word of God.
Amen.
You say, what is it? Well, first of all, there's a testimony of others.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Have you ever wondered why that people are called upon to give testimony? I mean, the Lord knows they're saved. If they are, He knows it.
Right.
They know it, so why does anybody else need to know it?
That's right.
Yeah. He said, be ready always to give an answer to the reason of the hope that's in you.
Amen.
So we're supposed to give testimonies.
Right.
He told the man in Mark 5, go tell what great things the Lord has done for you.
Yeah, amen.
Go out, give your testimony, tell what God's done.
Yeah, amen.
Many people never give their testimony because they doubt it wouldn't be any good. They doubt if anybody would believe it.
Yeah.
And so they never give their testimony.
Yeah, amen.
If you were to join this church, you'd have to come, and we'd open the doors of the church, and we'd ask you to come up here and give your testimony of when you got saved. in your own words.
Yeah.
Right. You wouldn't have to preach a sermon. You just have to tell that you were saved and you knew you were saved, and it'd be a scriptural experience.
Yes. Yes.
You'd have to do that.
Yeah.
Unless you're coming by letter from another church. And I told a lady one day, she said, "Brother Rick, I want to join the church." I said, "All right." I said, "All you got to do is come up here and give your testimony and tell people what, how you got saved, what the Lord done." She said, "Oh, I could never do that. I could never do that, Brother Rick." I said, "Well, that's what you have to do. If you want to join the church." She had no letter anywhere else.
Bless him, bless him.
Yeah.
And she, I mean, I could see the fear in her face. I said, "Well, I'll tell you what, sis. I said, when I get done preaching today, I'm going to look back at you. And if you want to come up and give your testimony, you nod your head, I'll open the doors. And if you don't, we'll just pray about it and God will give you strength." I got through preaching that morning and I looked back there and I seen her and she went like that. And so I opened the door. She come up, give her testimony. And I will tell you, to this day, it was one of the best testimonies I ever heard.
Yeah. Yeah. Praise
the Lord. She said she couldn't do it. Well, she couldn't. Yeah. The Lord done it to her.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
That's where it gets good, when the Lord starts giving it to you.
Woo!
She wrote me a letter about 3 months after that. She said, "Brother Rick, I'm so glad that you wouldn't let up on having me to come up and give my testimony, because I'd never give it till then." But she said, "I've given it probably 40 times since then."
Hallelujah.
And told her what the Lord had done.
Yep.
You see, when that lady gives that testimony, and other people that are bashful and backward like her, and they hear her tell that, that gives them faith. That erases a doubt. That gets the doubt out of their life.
Amen.
They can do the same thing.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Gets the doubt out. You say, "Harold, so that storm, don't you know they told everybody what the Lord did?"
Yes, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
A demon-possessed man, we know the Lord told him to go out and tell everybody what the Lord had done for him. We know he did. They heard it.
Right.
Maybe why Jairus is here. Jairus heard what the Lord had done for somebody else. That may be why he's here.
Amen.
Probably why that woman with the issue of blood's coming. She heard that Jesus did something for somebody else.
Amen.
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 Yep. Amen.
Right. He can heal.
Yep.
Oh, you're a testimony.
Yes. Amen.
Tell people what God's done for
them. Amen.
Maybe saved their souls, supplied a need.
Yeah.
Reclaimed us when we was backslidden and undone.
Amen.
Revised us and revived us and refilled us with the Holy Ghost of God.
Yeah. Amen.
Get that doubt out. That's why you need to be in church.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Say why you meet other Christians.
Oh, yes. That's right.
See, Jesus put them doubters out.
Yeah.
Right.
You know why some of you have a trouble believing? Because you hang around doubters.
Amen.
You need to get the doubt out.
Yeah.
Amen.
You need to quit hanging around them Bible rejectors.
Right.
Yeah,
them that's critical of Christ. Them that's always putting down the church. You need to get away from them.
Amen.
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 Come out, my mom.
Because they're going to fill you with doubt.
Amen.
Yeah.
You get around some of God's people.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Hear what God's done for some folks.
Amen.
Saved some marriages that was almost on the rocks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Healed some sick folks.
Yes.
Lord, yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Saved some lost folks.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God.
You need to hear about that. Why? That'll build up your faith. That'll get the doubt out.
Amen.
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 The company they're surrounded with here. Peter, James, John. Well, they're human. They may have doubts, but they're believers.
Bless you, brother.
Amen.
Right. Bless you,
brother. Jesus sent everybody else out.
Woo!
Amen.
All the doubters out.
Amen.
Right.
All the believers in.
Amen.
Glory, brother.
Peter, James, John. It's interesting. There's Peter, James, John, Jairus, his wife, Jesus. And the maid.
Yeah,
amen.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Seven. Seven's always a good number in the Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. So they surround themselves with believers.
Amen.
I'm not going to hang around a bunch of Bible tonight.
Bless you, Lord.
I'm not going to hang around a bunch of people who don't believe Jesus is the Son of God.
Amen. Amen.
I want to hang around people that believe.
Glory.
Help my faith. Yeah.
That's it.
Lord, here's the real deal here. Look at verse 51. You see that when he came into the house.
Yeah.
Now you know what he is? He's the Word.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah, brother.
And when you bring the Word in,
woo,
the doubt goes out.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah. Amen.
When the Word come in,
Amen.
The doubt went out.
Amen.
You know why some people doubt so much? They never give any Word in.
Amen.
Yes,
right. Amen.
Read that Bible.
Yeah.
Don't wait for a preacher to read it a little bit Sunday morning or Sunday school teacher to hit a few verses.
Yeah. Right.
Read that Bible. I tell you, that Bible is a faith-building book.
Amen.
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 That's where you got faith.
Yes.
That's right.
Right.
Faith come by hearing and hearing by the Word of God.
Amen.
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 Well, I like it. And to see Jesus coming in.
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
And I see them others walking out.
Yeah.
That's why you need preaching.
Yes. Right.
That's why you need to be in church.
Right.
That's why you need to be around the Word.
Amen.
That's why you need Sunday school. That's why you need Wednesday night. Why? You need the Word in to get the unbelief the world puts in there out. You need the Word.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus comes in.
Praise the Lord.
And sitting there all weeping, bewailing her. And he said, weep not, she's not dead, but sleepeth. They laughed and scorned, knowing she was dead. He put them all out.
Amen, brother.
Now watch this. He took her by the hand and called, saying, made her eyes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Now there's the Word speaking to a dead person.
Yes.
Now a dead person, they don't know anything.
That's right.
Ecclesiastes 9:5 said, the living know that they shall die. But the dead know not anything.
Right.
We can talk to the dead all day long, but they're not going to hear a word we say.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. And
Jesus is a greater man.
Yeah. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And Jesus can even talk to the dead.
Right.
You said, don't believe it. Ask Lazarus. Lazarus done been dead 4 days, already stinking.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth.
Woo! Amen.
You know, one day I was dead, trespasses and sin.
Amen.
But I heard the Word. I heard the Word.
Amen.
We got to hear the Word saying, come forth.
Amen.
Amen. Oh,
thank you, Lord.
Amen.
The Bible said that he put them all out, took her by the hand, called her, saying, made her rise. And her spirit came again.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
And she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. Mm-hmm. I want to say, the cure for doubt is testimony of other people. The Lord's done something for them. The cure for doubt is surround yourself with believing people.
Amen.
The cure for doubt is to bring the Word of God in. Believe the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Some people read the Bible, but they don't believe it.
Right.
1 Thessalonians 2, verse 13, Paul said, for this cause thank we God, that when you receive the Word of God, you received it not as the Word of man,
Amen.
As it is of truth, the Word of God,
Amen.
That worketh effectually in them that believe it.
Amen.
Sure
it won't work if you don't believe it.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
If you believe it,
Amen.
It'll work effectually.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
Now, one other thing here this morning about the cure for doubt, and it's right here in our text. Them that went out laughing. The doubters that went out laughing.
Right.
Peter, James, John, Jairus, his wife. You see, once they saw the evidence of what the Word did, there was no doubting.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
You say, what do you mean? How could you doubt when Jesus took her by the hand and said it?
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
She showed up and Jesus said, go get her a little something to eat.
Yeah.
Amen.
You see, when Caleb and Amanda had their baby this week, first thing happened there in just a short time was that baby had to have something to eat.
That's right.
Right.
That's a type of a saved person. When he gets saved, you need the milk of the Word.
Amen.
You need something to eat. Starts you along the way, but starts you growing.
Yeah.
Jesus said, give her something to eat. There that little girl is, Eddie. There she is. You say, where's her mom and daddy? I guess they're running around the house shouting. I don't know where they're at.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
But I tell you what, you couldn't ever convince them.
Yes, right?
Yeah. Yep. That's right.
That Jesus hadn't done a work in their daughter's life.
That's right.
Or you could talk to you, blue in the face, yeah. You wouldn't convince them. You say, why? They see her. They see what the Lord's done.
Amen.
And then some of you that doubt, you say, well, I live such an awful life. I've done this. I've done that. Listen, just find you somebody that's done worse than you have that got saved. And God's going to work in their life. And what God done for them, He'll do for you. At my life.
Yes.
I get up a hard time or something, I try to find somebody.
Yes, right.
Either like I am or worse. And I see where they're making it.
Yep. Right.
God's helping them. God's giving them grace.
Yeah.
And Jackie gets my doubt out.
That's right.
And that helps me know if God did it for them, God will do it for me. This
Amen.
Yes, He will. Yes, He will.
Amen. You know the Lord, doubt and faith is not exactly doubt and unbelief is not exactly the same thing.
Right.
They're not exactly the same thing. You could doubt being saved and still be saved.
Amen. Right.
You wouldn't enjoy it as much, but there's a difference in doubting you were saved and then have unbelief and not even believe that God saved you. That's the difference,
right? Yes, right.
But I want to say this morning, God, He doesn't want us to doubt. The Bible said, without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him.
Amen.
The devil says you can't be saved. God's Word says you can.
Amen.
Who are you going to believe?
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
Amen. Who are you going to believe?
That's right.
The devil says you've done so bad, God can't forgive you. Well, somebody said, Paul was the chiefest of sinners, and he got saved.
Yeah.
God could save the chief. He would have come and rest us with the Indians.
Amen. That's right, brother.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. That's right.
Been there.
Amen.
God could save. You say, I can't live it. Oh, you can. You can by faith, by grace. You ain't going to live a perfect life. Nobody ever has except Jesus.
That's right.
That's it. Amen. But you live for God.
Yeah.
You can serve God. He'll give you grace to do it.
Sure enough.
He said He could. Paul said this life, he said, I'm crucified with Christ, yet I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me.
Yep.
In this life that I now live in the flesh.
Yes.
Right.
Yep. I live by the faith of the Son of God.
Amen.
That loved me. He gave Himself for me.
Yep.
He said, I don't frustrate the grace of God.
That's right.
Yep. If righteousness come by the law, then Christ died in vain.
Right.
You can be saved this morning. You can live for God.
Amen.
But you got to get that doubt out.
That's right.
Get the Word in. Get the doubt out.
Amen.
Lord, I thank You this morning.
Yes, thank You, Lord.
Help us today to bring this message out of the Word of God.
Thank You, Lord.
What a message.
And I know there's folks here today, Lord. They're good folks, Lord, but they're doubting. Now, they're right to doubt their own ability, but they're wrong to doubt the ability of Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
He's Lord over all things, their dilemmas, their diseases, their demons, Lord, even death. He's Lord over all of it. And I pray today, Lord, somebody that, Lord, just they're on the edge, they want to be saved.
Yes.
Them old hecklers laugh and say, oh, you couldn't be saved. Well, what do you mean you'd be saved? They cast doubt upon them, but I pray this morning the preached word has went in, and I hope the doubt has went out.
Yes.
God, I pray this morning somebody's wondering how they're going to make it. God, I pray that, Lord, their doubts will go out,
the
word will go in, and they'll realize somehow through the Lord with His help, I will make it. I will make it. Lord, that person has their demons and devils that's tempting them and tormenting them. Testing them, Lord, I pray that they realize that Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, has power over them. And they'll believe Him, that He can make them leave, He can make them go. I pray this morning, Lord, that this message has helped somebody here today. Lord, help that lost young person. They've been filled with doubt, Lord, through social media. They've been filled with doubt through the school.
Help, Lord.
They've been filled with doubt, Lord, in our society. But I pray today, Lord, that they'll come weeping their way to Calvary. And they'll believe the Lord Jesus Christ above all others, Lord. And take Him at His word and let Him bring them forth to life like He did Jairus' little 12-year-old daughter. Lord, I pray to Jesus that You'll save somebody today. You'll deal with somebody's heart today. Help somebody to get help at Your hand today.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank and praise You in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Let's stand today, please.
119.
Alright, any word on anyone's heart today, Brother Ed?
Brother, I'd like to thank the Lord
not only for saving me, but they'll be here today to hear this great message from the Word of God. And I'll tell you what, I need that. I don't know about everybody else, but I need to be faithful.
Yes.
I don't want to be anemic. I may not ever be a glass slayer, but I'll tell you what, I want the devil to know I'm saved. Amen?
Amen.
And I remember 24 years ago, I was struggling with God calling me to preach, and I was just in that category, Lord, I can't. And I remember you'd ask Sherman Bowles to preach here on a Sunday night.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know why he did, but he struggled so greatly in the message, he almost quit. And he made it through it, and he just come down, just whooped all together. And for some reason or other, he encouraged me.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how to put this in perspective, but through that service that night, it encouraged me to believe God. And somehow he could use me and what he was stirring my heart.
Yes, sir.
And I remember, I mean, I didn't announce the call in until on a Wednesday night, but I remember on a Monday helping my dad move his things out of my mom and dad's home because he left my mom for another woman that killed me. And the lowest place of my entire life. Didn't even want to do it, but I love my mom and my dad. I still love them. And I was helping dad move his stuff out, and we got this apartment. He's going to move in, and as soon as we unlocked the door, this lady showed up and he left me, went down and talked to her, left me in that empty room. And in the stillness of that empty room, pretty much Psalms 46:10, God spoke to me and he said, I want you to preach my word. And I remember, boy, there wasn't no problem crying in. I remember looking up and saying, Lord, are you sure? And I tell you what, buddy, I praise God for counting me faithful and putting me in the ministry. But I remember on that Wednesday night, of course, it wasn't in this church, it was down, but back there about somewhere, I remember. Stand up, and I said, God's called me to preach, and I need your prayers. And man, the devil got on a first name basis. It's been that way ever since. But I thank God for the message today. It really encouraged me.
Bless the name. All right, somebody else today. Appointment.
Yeah. When I was sick, I was
bound
down all the way to.
That's my brother.
For God, I don't know what
happened,
but he bound me.
Yeah, mate.
My people said. Yeah, it is true. You can't hear nothing. You are black. He is black when you act that way. But I tell you one thing. He's a super God.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. All right. It's not only all time God. He's an all time God.
Yes.
Sleep or not. Somebody else. Word of day testimony. All right. If all hearts are clear, we want to encourage you to come back and be with us tonight in service. And then those of you that are not saved, if the Lord is in your heart, I'm available anytime. If I can help you in any way, I'd sure be privileged, honored to try to help you, show you in the Word of God if you're having struggles and you need someone to guide you. That's what that eunuch told Philip. He said, he didn't understand it all. He said, how can I unless some man guide me? Philip took his own scriptural scroll. He took it and showed him. And he got saved. Amen. All right. Well, God bless you. You're free to go today. Thank you for coming.
Amen. A little woman, too.
Yeah.